Catch up on the bits you missed from Kennedy Malloy. Miss the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers? You'll miss it for good. Visit your participating Ford dealer today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello and welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy.
Nice of you to join us, Mick Malloy, on a Friday, well, isn't it, Dave?
Oh, like wow, yeah, you're right.
I was a genuine 50-50.
Oh.
Again?
Yes, go Tigers, big win last night.
Everyone's happy because it's the weekend.
It is the weekend and we're going to go cocoa bananas. Hey, Clown of the Week, as per usual, Jane Kennedy.
Excellent. Full as a cook. Hey, you know, in a last life, I used to be do the horoscopes.
Did you?
And I'm bringing them to the table again, but really? Let's say some saucy horoscopes. Maybe the kiddies might not want to be in the car when I read out your horoscopes today.
An after dark adult version.
It is an adult
horoscopes.
Version by Skin, who are the manufacturers of condoms.
Dingers. Call them by their correct
grown-ups,
title.
Grown-ups say condoms.
Dingers.
Okay.
Or frangers. I'll allow frangers.
Speaking of not being grown up and being a bit blue, Amy Schumer's got a new stand-up out
what
on
a great
Netflix.
Stand-up she is.
It's hilarious. It's pretty disgusting as well.
Oh, good.
It's pretty blue, but I'm going to play a little bit that I can just to tempt you to watch that.
We're going to talk about the latest trend in honeymoons. You'd be surprised.
Very surprised. So, I think it'll appeal to everyone, to be honest.
Not as clingy as they used to be.
No, they're certainly
apparently,
not.
We'll have the weekend review, and let's not forget our guest.
Charlie Pickering.
Friend of the show. Always love having him on.
Yeah.
We'll see what he's doing on the weekend. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much more to get through.
And you were at the footy last night.
Well,
you were spotted in the crowd, actually.
This is terrible.
I'm going to have a word come on, you love this.
The Seven Network.
You are such a huge celebrity in Australia now.
Well, that's
you can't
true.
Even go, is that what you're saying? You can't even go to the football with that. Can we have, this is massive. Brian Taylor calling the football last night. Mm. It was the Tigers versus the Blues. Let's just have a listen.
There, Mick Malloy got the beard there. He's looking as dapper as ever as he just flashes awake. I think he might have been asleep there, Nick Nat.
Yes.
So he's talking to Nick Nat Nui about you. Look like you're nodding off. Is that correct?
Well, I'll sue him.
Okay. Sure, I think you should.
Firstly, I didn't ask for my privacy to be violated.
Oh, dear. You weren't eating at the time, were you?
Oh, yeah. Was there a burrito around?
Or a hot dog? That would be terrible.
Hey, Dave, don't joke.
I beg your pardon.
Also, Dave, you know what's happened in the past.
Yeah. A little part of me was lost that day.
Mick was papped eating a by himself, like Carl Stefanovic, sitting at the airport chowing down by himself.
I was at Bondi.
You're in Bondi eating a burrito by
sharing
yourself.
A private moment with a burrito.
Well, and you were getting intimate.
And the paparazzi
got you in full flight.
And, quiet that day.
And I was the only one who bought the picture. It cost me $70 so I could show it on our website
printed.
And complain about it.
Excellent. So your team had a win, so that's all good.
My team had a win. Oh, I did. But hey, stop stalking me, okay? Please respect my privacy. There's some of us who are just.
Sure.
You know, the most famous person I ever went out with, I toured with George Costanza.
Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander.
Oh, wow.
And I honestly say, you'll never complain about selfies and stuff again, because that bloke, I mean, he must be one of the most recognisable faces.
He is.
Like, we did a tour together, so we used to.
That's amazing. Never catch up. Why do you have him on the show?
Wow.
Hang on.
And I don't like him.
Oh, come on.
I'm like my showbiz friend.
What do you do for this show? Get your showbiz mate
get him on
here.
I'll get him on. He's a bloody good bloke.
Yeah.
But people just would forget about every bit of courtesy. Oh, so normal people who normally don't, like policemen, would just stop his car
and
go, sorry, can you just sign this? God. People who work at airports who are well-trained and generally don't bat an eyelid would shut up their stall, come around the front.
Really? My God.
At dinner in restaurants, people would just bowl up while he's halfway through a pasta.
These are days also when Seinfeld was out still. It was really before Instagram and imagine now. I mean, I don't know who, probably Beckham. Actually, I know. I've been present when people have asked for Beckham. I'll tell you what I did. I actually got him in the background of me. But I didn't go and talk to David Beckham. But
you
he
did it surreptitiously.
I did it surreptitiously.
You did.
That's got to be not better mannered.
I always remember, then this is what makes me laugh the most, when Vodafone first came out, Beckham was the front man, and he actually did an ad where he said, "How much fun is this?" as a guy came up, put his arm around him, and took a selfie. I went, "Oh, yes. Yeah, sure, see mate. Yourself. You love that."
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Anyway, just remember that if you see Jane, she loves a selfie.
Do you?
No.
Don't even ask. Nobody's just go up, put your arm around
people
her.
People cannot be bothered even asking that to me. You know you love me. No, I'm not a celebrity. No,
people treat you with respect. You know what I mean?
People do treat me with respect. People don't believe. But do you know what?
And you're not you don't have the common touch either. That's what I mean. You know what I mean? People don't feel they identify with you. They go,
shut up.
Well, look, it's
they do identify. Well,
I'm special.
But people don't know what I do. Do you know a parent from school I hadn't met before? I went to our cocktail party, and this woman said, "Oh my God, do you realise you're on a billboard? Why?"
Oh, wow, what a
and
slap.
And I looked around for some support of people going, well, that's a good joke. And I just said, and then I just couldn't be bothered to explain. Oh. Why am I on a billboard? Because I work with Mick Malloy.
Because you're special, Joan Kennedy. Wow. Okay, when we get back,
it's Clown of the week.
Let's go, people.
All thanks to Ford and their 2018 plate clearance. It's still on. But hurry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be?
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
All right, let's get in it. I forgot I've got my George Costanza stories. You've got a Jerry Seinfeld story.
What, have you met Jerry Seinfeld?
Yes.
Have you?
How'd it go?
He's my hero.
I'm not telling you. I mean, I'm telling you off air how it went. I met him. It was great.
It wasn't a date, was it?
It wasn't a date. Settle down. Come on. I met him, as there a lot of women did that night.
Titty, can I?
No, stop it now. Stop it now.
Can I give you a theory? Can I just say one thing?
What is your theory?
This will be good. You can confirm or deny.
All right.
But I heard this, and I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay.
But he saw you on the telly when he's out in Australia and he said, "I want to meet that
No,
girl."
That's not really? Me. He saw about a million women on TV.
I'm pretty
Rubbish.
Sure. Well, that's my version.
Really?
Who's that? Can you get her to
Give me Brooke Vandenberg.
Brooke? A different story.
Are you denying that?
Jerry Seinfeld.
All right. No, I'm denying it. Let's get into clowns. You're a clown, starting with now.
Hey, what about the koala? The koala, what did it do?
It climbed into a guy's car in South Australia. He's a winemaker, and he had the car door open with the aircon for his dog to be able to freely come and go as he pleases.
Oh, we got the audio?
Yeah,
let's have a listen.
Come on, let's hop out the car. I know it's nice and cool in here with the aircon. No, no, don't go up the front. Oh, man. No, don't climb up there. Mate. No, look. Oh, man, you're strong. Come on, buddy.
Careful.
You're tearing at my dash.
There you go.
Oh, they're not very, you know what, all we want as Australians is to cuddle koalas. Mm. They look so cute cuddly, but don't. No, they've got fierce claws.
So they're described by one of our ministers as scratching, pissing.
Yeah. And they've
nasty,
all got
drug-taking.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia-ridden.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey.
What?
Next one.
Yes. Who have you got?
Well, what about Donald Trump?
Okay. Sure.
I don't know if you got that,
Dave. For what now?
He was upset that he wasn't thanked.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't thanked by John McCain for giving John McCain a funeral.
John McCain is a dead senator who also happens to be a war hero.
Oh, yes. And it's like having a state funeral here. They gave a full honours, and he gave the go-ahead, and he said, you know what, well, let's have a listen to what he said.
A man named John McCain. So I have to be honest, I've never liked them much. Hasn't been for me. I've really probably never will. I endorsed him at his request, and I gave him the kind of funeral that he wanted, which as president I had to approve. I don't care about this. I didn't get thank you. That's okay. We sent him on the way, but I wasn't a fan of John McCain.
Yeah, that's because he's dead.
He's dead.
He can't thank you, Mr. President.
A five-time draft dodger is going a dead war criminal. He was speaking at a military base as well to people.
Oh, that's classy.
It's just furious.
My God.
Man, how can you be angry at a dead guy? Oh, you know, grateful.
Never liked
this. Why are you bringing it up? Shut up about it.
Hey, what about Lady Gaga turning up at Fred Durst's jazz club?
Yes. Yeah. Which in itself is a weird concept that Fred Durst
maybe the father of her child.
No, no. It's still Bradley, I'm sure. If
you would
she
love
in fact
it to be
is of me, how about the world's magazines? Editors.
That'd be good. What's the latest? Have you heard?
No.
Is she pregnant?
No, I don't know. Probably.
Here she is at the jazz club.
Oh, okay.
Fred Durst.
Go on and go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you get the idea.
Yeah, I sing a bit like that at that time of night. Was that about 4 a.m? Yeah, yeah, that'd be me.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
Unlike this. Remember Fergie went to the NBA? Yes.
No.
Jeez. All right. There you go. You get the idea. 133353. Get on the blower.
We got plenty coming up. Come on, guys.
We've got prizes. Yes. We're going to keep doing this.
There's been a clown.
There's a lot of dicks out there this
week. Yeah, there has been.
You can also get in touch via Twitter or Instagram and let us know your clowns.
Okay, I'll do a quick one of Dave just before we go.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Facebook message. From Jeff Rowe.
What?
Hi, I live in Brisbane and therefore at the moment can't interact with your show live, so I have a nomination for Clown of the Week. Dangerous Dave has this week been doing the classic 9 at 9 on the classic rock digital station.
Thank you for listening.
This is your DJ voice.
This morning he played Kashmir by Led Zeppelin
and
stated it was off their fourth album, Physical Graffiti.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure that everyone who works for Triple M should be aware that the fourth Led Zeppelin album was finally enough Led Zeppelin 4. Physical Graffiti was their sixth album. You are a clown, Dangerous Dave. You've embarrassed yourself. You've embarrassed this show.
I don't even know if you can work here
anymore. Triple M network.
Everyone knows that.
If you get Led Zeppelin wrong, I mean, what else is it? That's the house.
That's not exactly true what he said there. I was promoting the Essential Vinyl album at midday on Triple M Classic Rock.
Oh, so he's got it wrong.
He's got it wrong. I played Kashmir. I didn't say it was from that album.
You'll get stuff, Jeff.
At midday today, we've got this album coming up. So, to you.
Wait till you hear this back, Jeff.
Yeah,
he's got you, mate.
I don't know whether he has.
You don't stuff up on Led Zeppelin.
Come on, boys. Enough fighting.
Okay. Right. 133353, get involved.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Knee deep in Clown of the Week. You can get involved. 133353 or Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, we got a clown on our hands already, Mick. You had a bit of a slip of the tongue, I think. Geez. Hey, Kevin, you picked this up. What did Mickey say about John McCain?
Well, he called John McCain a war criminal instead of a war hero.
Oops.
All right. I apologise. And stop calling, by the way.
Everyone.
We've had about 50 calls.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Steve.
You give Kevin a prize.
Yeah, you got a prize pack coming your
for
way.
For pointing out I'm a dickhead. Hey, but do you get the point I was trying to make, though, don't
yes,
you?
One of the
guys has lived a life that's exceptional, and the other's Donald Trump.
Correct.
What a turd.
That's
we're going to keep cracking all
yes,
the way
we
through
are.
On the clowns. I had one. What was mine?
Well, do you want me to do mine?
You fire away.
Yeah, I was going to do mine. Now, you guys are familiar with Le Creuset. Le Creuset.
Is it a bakery good?
Is it a
It's not lingerie. It's not lingerie. It's that stoneware, you know, that you put casseroles. You make casseroles and it's sort of the blue look with the red and all that.
You've lost me.
Sure.
Oh, my God. Every woman who's just nodding their head, you know, the beef bourguignon or the cooks in it. Anyway, they've now made a collection for pets.
Oh, wow.
What?
For pets.
Hang on a second.
It's Le Creuset for dogs and cats. It's like, look.
So what, you can make your dog a casserole?
Yeah, you know, it's so special when you get Le Creuset. It's like a wedding present or engagement present. Or it's when you it's like you have it on the stove cooking and bubbling and people lift up the lid and it's really heavy and you go, ooh, what's cooking in there? Ooh, that looks tasty. And now.
Your dog's.
Now for pets.
Having a drink in it.
That's pathetic.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's dumb. All right. Who are we going to clown? Oh, you on Sunrise.
Oh, how dare you?
Because you were quite, well, actually, you gave quite a few people a whack. Can we just have a reminisce and have a listen?
I was promoting them, my
You were
new
promoting
football show.
The front bar, and you're on with Koshy and Sam. Let's have a listen to Mickey on Sunrise.
Look at you with a beard.
Yeah.
How do you
well, thank you very much.
It's
the Don Burke look I'm trying to cultivate.
Oh, God.
I think it's one for the ages.
I've got Bear Grylls, but if you want to go with Don Burke, go for it.
Okay, we're off to a great start. What have you got in store for us with the new season of The Front Bar?
More full frontal nudity, I think, is probably the way to go. Luckily for Andy, the camera adds 10 pounds, so that's something we can all enjoy. Do you know what we'll do? We'll stick to a winning formula, which at this stage is three blokes sitting behind the desk wearing flannel shirts. I described it as a very hot episode of Farmer Wants a Wife. So, it'll be great. I'm looking forward to the grand final. I think we'll make it again. I'm hoping, do you know what? I'm hoping it's a night grand final this year, and I think it will be as long as Gil can find an au pair so he can get out for the night. I think that'll be
whack.
The
another one.
That'll be the only consideration about whether we go to a night grand final.
All right. You've managed to offend everybody. I mean, you've only been on for 2.5 minutes. Are you working on any other projects at the moment?
For this season, we've got to try and get Sam Pang into the next series of Little Big Shots. I think that'd be just fantastic. I think that'd be fun all around. And, of course, try and find something for Karl Stefanovic, which would be good at some point. Is that him in the cash cow costume? I'm not sure. Can you tell me what's going on?
Be good.
I've crossed the line there. Crossed the line. They all ran for cover when you're missing Carl.
Gosh, he had a good old laugh there, I thought. That was funny.
Hey, Brad's on the line. G'day, Brad. How are you? Who would you like to clown, Brad?
Jane.
Jane Kennedy, you say? Why would you clown Jane?
Tradies are tradies.
Yeah, I know that.
This is in regard to Jane's comments on the show where she said a pizza delivery guy was a tradie.
Is she not getting work done at her house?
Hey,
she's
I'll tell you
a
what,
lot of work done.
Brad, here's the thing.
Tradies are tradies. Don't go against us.
Brad, this is how it works in showbiz.
Write this down. You're about to get a lecture.
Yeah.
Listen, Brad.
Yes, Tom?
It was close. Someone was delivering food. I wanted to make a link with other tradies, and so I may have made a bit of a... It was probably a very long bow.
No.
Oh, all right.
Hey, what are you? What trade are you, Brad?
Carpenter.
You're a carpenter. Oh, yeah. How long did you go to school, trade school, for learn that craft?
4 years.
Four years.
Well,
how long do you reckon it takes?
About the same as me.
How long do you reckon, Jane, it takes you to learn to deliver a pizza?
Well, depending how fast and how accurate you are. It could take up to a year to be very good at
Brad, I feel she's denigrated you, your profession, and everyone around
Brad,
you.
Brad.
This is what she does. She just waltzes through life. Barging around like a tourist.
Brad, will you forgive me? You sound kind of hot.
Okay. Now you're hitting on the listeners.
All right, Brad, stay on the line and join one of our counsellors. Before you go on. All right.
See you, Brad.
Hey, I've got another one for you.
Okay.
Your comments regarding St. Patrick's Day on the show this week.
Well, I'm not taking them back.
Have a listen. This what a broadside to another one, to a great day, a really memorable day. Have a listen to this.
St. Patrick's Day. To be sure. When are we going to be over St. Patrick's Day, by the way?
We're over it.
What does it mean to anyone? Who's St. Patrick, by the way?
It's an old matey.
The patron saint of what? Green beer.
He chased the snakes out of
the snakes.
Ireland.
Wow. I feel it's a bit like Valentine's Day and everything. People have taken it away from the religious and the human aspect of what it was, and now it's just pubs selling out a beer and people getting off their nut and girls
again,
just wearing green.
You said that like it was a bad thing.
I'm sorry.
This is the great day on the calendar.
All right, I take it back.
Do you?
Yes, this second thing I've taken back.
There's a retraction. Can I clown you, Dave?
Me?
Me and Jane were having a Barney on air. And you, one of the most cowardly retreats in FM history. Have a listen.
A royal couple might be breaking up, very high profile. Timing not great.
High court bullshit.
Mm.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you didn't say that.
Well, that's what it's called.
God.
Don't get flippy with me.
Again?
Come on.
Anything you want to add?
No, I'm good.
You're good.
You don't like it when mum and dad argue, do you?
I like it when you fight.
You've said that before.
I do. 1-3-3-5-3.
Keep them coming.
Yes, clown of the
week. Clown of the week, guys.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're doing clown of the week here, right?
We are.
We've got a few callers coming up too. Yeah. I think we might go to Tony. How you going, Tony?
Not bad. Yourself?
Yeah, good. You got someone you like to clown.
Andy Lee for a stupid pube bet yesterday.
Oh, yes.
So oh, my God.
That would have to be the clown of the week.
So, of the year so far for me, Tony.
Yeah. Andy was on our show.
Oh, this is
Andy
insane.
Andy back for Carlton, I back for Richmond. We had a bet. Here's what Andy put on the table.
The loser has to eat one pube of the other man.
God. Did you run this by anyone?
No.
I want silver service. Yes. I want Manu in here to present it.
Now, I was really, really shocked.
You were shocked.
You were shocked, to be quite frank.
Well, Andy's...
Andy's, you know...
It's a... Well,
he's now. He's blown it now because your team won, so...
Hey, Andy, don't fill up on bread.
Looks like...
Because there's a pube.
How are you going to serve it?
I'll probably go tempura pube.
Tempura pube.
We have a dipping sauce.
Or pube all orange.
Oh,
I don't know. That's a possibility.
Oh, my God.
You cook. Have you got any suggestions?
Well, I was going to say chili pube con carne.
Okay. All right. I think I've got a pube Wellington. Okay.
Wrapped in pastry.
Oh, wrapped in pastry.
Stop it. That is insane. You know what? You don't have to see that bet through.
I will.
No, don't.
No,
well, don't do it when I'm around. I'm not going to be around when you do
serve him a dish that could take his eye out. That's what I plan to do.
Yuck.
All right.
Thanks
hey, what
for
else
that.
Have we missed? I think there's some other.
Hey, Steve.
Mm.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Steve.
How are we?
Good. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Newcastle.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Done. Wonderful day up
been
here.
Been to the beach already?
God's country. Yeah, half a day. Why not?
Good on you.
Good
hey.
Day. Be careful, though. I've got a bad feeling about
what, today. Going to the beach?
No.
Hey, Steve, you wanted to clown what? Go ahead.
The French Fencing Federation for making lightsaber dueling an official sport.
Yeah,
this is
done
true.
This
is true. The really? French Fencing Federation has decided to let Jedis shine. It's making the Star Wars themed battle subject to professional judging.
Yeah.
Now,
do I have to make the sound effects too?
Oh, yeah. Well, it won't count, will it?
Whee.
Oh.
Actually, that's something I could be good at. Maybe I'll take it up late in life.
I don't think you're allowed to.
Why not?
I don't think... Firstly, I don't agree with female Jedis. I've always felt that that's a male-dominated area.
You were going to say something like that.
But, you know, if anyone could do it, the French, they did invent, I think, the old fencing, didn't they? It's theirs.
Sounds
probably
like it.
Did. The Three Musketeers, that's got to do with the French, isn't it? They all had French names from memory.
No, they didn't.
D'Artagnan.
He was not one of the Musketeers, though.
Wasn't he?
Was the fourth one.
He was a teenage Ninja Turtle, I think.
Hey, I've got another one.
What?
Norway McDonald's.
What are they doing?
Wait till you hear it. Introduced vegan nuggets.
Oh.
I would rather eat one of Andy Lee's pubes. Vegan nuggets.
Yes.
Do you know how fast I'd chuck that back across the counter? That'd be bouncing off someone's forehead. Donk.
Oh, my God.
There's your vegan nugget.
Oh, sorry, I've got another huge one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Virgin Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This was the story probably of the week for leaving an unaccompanied minor in an empty meeting room for a night with boxes. Sure, they made him a fort. Isn't that lovely? Blankets and pillows, but just didn't keep in touch with the parents who didn't have that child. That is, Cupboard boy. We're not going to clown Egg Boy. We love Egg Boy.
We love Egg Boy. Yeah. I think a cupboard.
Cupboard boy.
At the thing.
I still wonder how they're going to wrangle out of that one.
Mm.
PR spin.
All right.
High voltage there. When we come back.
Is it star signs? This is your forte.
Yes, I found, I used to make star signs up on a radio station many years ago.
You can't make them up.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Oh, God, everybody.
There's a science to it.
You think
you
someone
study
really.
The stars.
Don't
you know how.
Oh, strap yourselves in, everyone. It's not true.
Oh,
sorry. But I was Gypsy Jane. At the time, maybe she had more insight.
All right,
that's coming up.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Is it Jane Kennedy or Gypsy Jane?
Hmm.
Did you? Now,
hang on. Oh, no, she's not in the room yet.
Can you explain? You said something that's quite jarring to me.
You said
you used to make up horoscopes.
Sure.
You don't make them up.
I worked
There's
at a radio station and they go, we need horoscopes. Jane, can you do them? But don't use your name. Use a pseudonym. So I was Gypsy Jane.
Brilliant.
And I used to make them up as part of a segment on the afternoon show. That
you
I
don't make them up, but people believed
that's
in that
right.
stuff.
Well, they're
you
dumb.
Would say something
why
and
you
and
believe
would,
in it?
They would go out and adjust
it wasn't
their day
bad.
Accordingly.
It wasn't terrible.
You might meet a tall, dark stranger today. Mm. Great.
But that's all
false
fine.
Hope.
Not false hope.
It's you
makes, I made
sitting,
people
sitting
happy.
In an office with a fag.
Yeah.
Working out
yeah,
how
we
you
could
can
probably smoke in those
play
days.
With people's emotions.
I wasn't doing it to be rude. I was doing it so I wouldn't get sacked.
And how long would it? How long would it take you? How long would it take you?
2 minutes. I'd copy it out of the Daily Telegraph or something that was lying around bits of it, and then I would say, "Quick, who's a Leo? What do you want to happen today?" And they say, "Well, I want to meet a rich guy who's good looking." And I go, "Okay." And then Gypsy Jane would come on. She would go, embrace the dark stranger who enters your world today. He may bring jewelry with him. I mean, honestly, if anybody believed what I said, that was stupid.
That's so good.
So here's a good sort of
so
horoscope.
What? This is a survey made by a company who makes dingers.
Yes, Skin, S-K-Y-N. They do make,
frangers.
Well, I like to call
frangers.
Them
frangers.
Condoms.
Oh, come on.
Mm. Yes, they're a form
rubber.
Of contraception.
Yeah. She used to carry one around your wallet, Dave.
Love glove.
When you were,
I think so. Yeah, my early
when
days.
You were always when you were young. Yeah. It used to be.
Oh my god.
Credit card.
Oh, credit condom.
20-buck note. Dinger.
Yeah.
Wishful just
thinking.
In case.
That's it.
Oh
just
my
in
god.
Case. You never knew.
Well, I'm glad. That's very responsible.
I had a wallet that had like an imprint.
Oh, of that.
Because it had been there so long. Unused.
Oh.
Guys, I'm very impressed
you can't
to hear
be,
that.
You can't be overprepared, Jane.
I agree. Don't worry.
I sometimes pop one on before I go out. Just in case.
Do you?
I'm ready to go.
You can't drink a lot of beer then. That's got to be awkward.
So what is this? This is a company called who?
A company called Skin. Yeah. And they have put out this new survey. And what they've done is they've gone and done a survey of a whole bunch of people and asked them their horoscope. And they've ascertained with a lot of questions that they ask people what they're best at in sex and what sort of
are these
is their thumbprint. Yes.
There's a horoscope.
Do you want me to read out the horoscope?
Well, read out.
I think I might need Gypsy Jane music, though.
Oi. All right, here
that's
we go.
It.
Are you going to do it as Gypsy Jane?
A hybrid of Gypsy Jane.
Okay.
Capricorn. Most confident in bed.
Where?
Pisces. 30% have had open relationships. Aquarius.
I know a couple of them.
Use lube 51% of the time.
It's pretty specific information for a horoscope, isn't it? 51%?
Hold on. Leo, most likely to sext. Aries, last longest during sex.
Rules Dave out.
Scorpio.
Dave's not an Aries.
Wait for Scorpio. More likely to use restraints.
Whoa.
That's Kim, our producer.
Oh, really?
Virgo. Underreport number of sexual partners. Libra masturbates the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cancer has the most sex.
Hello.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Hang
you?
On,
Mickey.
Of course. Gemini.
Oh, that's me.
Overreport number of sexual partners.
That is true. Yeah, at one, I reckon that would be.
Sagittarius most likely to use condoms. Hence the whole survey. Taurus, 28% fake orgasms.
So you're a Taurus?
How dare you?
What are you, just out of interest?
I'm Gemini.
What was Gemini again?
Overreport number of sexual partners. And you,
yeah.
A Cancer, has the most sex. Oh, that can't be correct.
Sadly, there's no one else involved. It's just me most of the time.
Anyway, you well, can find
you
out more
that?
About this.
Very good, and it's a wide
can,
range.
It is a wide ranging. Apparently, do you want to, like, buy hair colour? If you've got red hair, you're the giver.
If you've got red hair, you're just lucky to get something, to tell you the truth. Just happy to get a run.
If you've got black hair, they have the most orgasms per session.
Thank you.
I did warn mums and dads in cars, didn't I, about this one?
No, I don't think you did.
No.
And I don't think you warned the kids before you told them that the horoscopes weren't true either.
Okay. Yeah. Brown hair, getting handsy, 21%, masturbate 5 times or more per week if you're a brunette. Blonde, setting the mood, 88% agree that foreplay is necessary. That's for blonde women.
Yeah, right.
Apparently. Oh, no, it's for... Anyway, there you go. That's my...
I feel I'm up to speed. Oh. Gypsy Jane, you fraud. You probably messed with people's lives.
I don't know if that's true.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now, what I'm going to tell you, that I've just watched another show on Netflix who go, when do you do that? When do you got time to do that? I've told you that I multitask when I'm at home and I have a lot to do in the house before I come here first. All right? So I've
What's
got that.
To do with Netflix?
Because I've watched a new show and it's Amy Schumer's new stand-up show.
What are you multitasking? I don't get it.
I put it on and then I can stack or unstack a dishwasher. I can put a load of washing on. I can clean up. I can make beds.
Fascinating. You need your own reality TV series.
Well,
it's your Jane at home watching Netflix.
Keeping up with the Kennedys.
Then I'd have a maid, wouldn't I? Hello, housekeeping. That's what I say in the morning when I wake the children. Knock, knock, knock. Housekeeping. All right. So I watched Amy Schumer's new stand-up show.
Oh, now she is a brilliant stand-up.
I've seen her here in Australia and she bloody slayed it. But she's really, really blue. So I'm giving you the heads up, everyone.
Sure.
There's blue talk. That's just how it is. Hmm. But she's pregnant. And she's done a show on the road and she's pregnant about 7 months or so. And the show's called Growing. It's on Netflix at the moment. She talks about being pregnant and things with it. And it really made me laugh.
As a mother of five children, do you identify?
I do, you don't have to be a woman a pregnant chick or anyone. It's just, you know what, here's my marker. It's funny. So I just thought I'd pick out a few bits and pieces to talk about it. She just talks about, when... Bump alert, when celebrities are pregnant, how everybody, those women's magazines and they do circles around people's bellies. She talks about her bump alert.
Okay.
Usually when someone in the public eye gets pregnant, there's like a couple months where there's some rumors about them, There's some bump alert, right? I was well into my second trimester. Not one rumor about me. Nothing.
She goes on with that one. I'm not going to spoil what happens next. Now, she also unfortunately had that terrible sickness, morning sickness, that lasts for 5 months like Princess Kate has.
You bang it on a bit though, don't you? It's not as bad as you make it.
You actually don't, and it's absolutely horrific. So she talks about having that.
I throw up an exorcist amount every day. And I feel like, if you had a good pregnancy, if you're someone who enjoyed being pregnant, I just hope your car flips over. That's what I wish for you. That's the thing, you're pregnant, but you don't stop being you, You don't stop working or drinking.
Then she talks because she
love a drink, by the way.
She does. When I saw her on stage, she just ripped through a bottle of Chardonnay, bang, no problems at all. And she does question, really, that whole drinking thing and being pregnant, which is in the show. I'll just finish off with this one.
Please.
She's recently got married. She got married and she talks about being engaged, but she talks, people get married at an early age. Yeah. Let's have a listen to her.
I'm from New York. All my girlfriends are from New York. We get married late there. When you get engaged at 40, it's whoa, teen bride, slow. Slow down, get to know him. I mean, if the guy you're with gets synchronized swans to dance to Bruno Mars, he's gay. And look, we all have a friend married to a gay guy. We do. We do. You're probably here with a couple right now. And they're talk about Meghan Markle more.
Brilliant.
Oh, there you go. You can watch it out on Netflix.
Bloody
now.
Funny.
It's definitely adult rating.
I will have a look at that myself over the weekend. All right. Charlie Pickering, is it? Next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
All right, let's boot this home for another week right here on Kennedy Molloy, the big last hour coming up. And then it's Friday drinks, people.
Woo-hoo!
Form an orderly queue. There's something new going on with honeymoons.
It's called
And I like it.
Well, shall I spoil it or do you want...
Tell us what it's called.
A solo moon.
All right, I'm going to work it out. You join the dots.
All right,
see if you know
good.
What's going on. That sounds good. What else have we got, Jane?
Weekend Review.
Weekend Review is coming up. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke here.
Charlie Pickering is a political animal. In his sights this week were climate change deniers.
I think if you're a politician that doesn't follow science, you shouldn't get hospitals.
I like it.
And that's why I'm running.
Yep, he's going into politics because he thinks he could do a better job than this guy.
Peace and love will triumph.
Peace and love will triumph. Has ScoMo had a lobotomy? A ScoMo lobomo?
And Charlie ended the week by being a little politically incorrect when announcing his new co-host, Judith Lucy.
Well, this is respectful. Put the 50-year-old single woman in a Married at First Sight parody.
Well, yeah, when you put it like that.
Please welcome back Charlie Pickering.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
What an elaborate introduction. I appreciate that so much.
We like to fluff your pillows before we introduce you live, just so people, a little entree, so people know what they're getting.
Consider my pillows fluff.
And seeing as we regularly see you here, it's actually a bonus to have an intro like that.
How'd you go first up with Judith Lucy?
Oh, amazing. Like,
are you sick of her yet?
Great
you guys know how good she is to work with. Yeah. She is a workhorse, though. She works so hard, and the feedback was amazing. Our highest rating first episode for a
season.
Wow.
Well
done. That's so very, very pleased.
The Lucy bump.
The Lucy bump.
As they call
That's
it.
What it's all about.
You can tell her that.
I love it. It's been a big week in politics, hasn't it? Have you been? How do you do it? When you've got a show and it's so dominated like yours, which is it's a satire, satirical look at the week's events, and it's so dominated by ugly news, is it a tough one for you?
It is, but what we've learned is you've got to steer into it. You've got to handle it. And I also do believe you're never going to make a joke at the expense of someone that something bad has happened to. That's a simple rule and it's easy to follow. But there are plenty of idiots trying to capitalise.
The observations of how the media and people, other politicians handle things.
But also people are desperate to laugh after, that was a pretty grim weekend last weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, people needed to come out of that. And you know, we had some fun. We had some fun talking about it.
Yeah, with enough distance.
But it was fine. By the way, I'm just self-conscious about the way I'm talking. I had dental work done this morning.
Are you numb?
No, I'm not numb, but you wouldn't be able to tell, but my molars are 1 millimetre higher and my front two teeth are 2 millimetres longer, and I feel like Bugs Bunny. it feels really weird.
Neanderthal. You're a bit...
You feel like you've got those lolly teeth in?
Yeah, that's right.
A bit Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, I'm working on my role. I hear there's going to be a sequel.
Right.
And I'm all in.
If it's the ghost
of Freddie Mercury.
We can calm you down. It doesn't look like it, but I know when you have mouth work, you feel, even when you've had an injection, you go, oh, is my tongue 10 times bigger than it looks?
Yeah.
I love it when you get half your face numb and the other half numb and then you go and have a sip of your coffee and it still runs down.
That's funny.
Well, that's the worst thing. I wasn't allowed any coffee because it would stain my work. For 24 hours, no coffee.
Is this celebrity work?
No.
Like teeth work for the telly?
Oh, God, this is so not what I came here to talk about.
Yes, I love it.
Do you grind your teeth? I grind my teeth
and it was leading to chipping at the front.
Do you know what? So, you need to sleep with a mouth guard.
Yeah.
Have they given you that as an option?
They have, and that's so sexy. I went through the mouth guard.
I actually went through the mouth guard.
Yeah. So I'm pretty elite, guys. I'm a world champ.
You join an elite group. You know, we have quite a few regulars on our show. So Dave O'Neill has sleep apnea, basically, and he has to sleep with a mask.
You've got a mask. We should get together, have a slumber party.
But he was filmed. Would you be up to having yourself filmed while you sleep? Because he went through that. I found that fascinating.
Jane, if you'd asked me in a personal capacity, the answer may have been different. But yeah, I try to keep business and bedtime separate.
Hey, hashtag me too, Charlie. Yeah. Works both ways, man.
What are your plan for the weekend?
I'm doing a lot of dadding this weekend.
You're dad?
But I've got to say, I want to ask you guys for a little bit of help.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know when you have a fetish? Right.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to come back and
do this.
Yes.
Oh.
Come on.
Okay.
Wow. All
right. Hey, it's called a hook.
Yeah, that's a pretty severe one right there.
Hold that thought. Don't go anywhere. We're about to hear about Charlie Pickering's brand new fetish.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Charlie Pickering's our special guest. You can catch Charlie on the weekly 8:30 p.m. Wednesday nights on the ABC.
And he's about to drop a bombshell. An absolute... Clear the room, everybody.
I should ask you now, before kids, you mention that word again, kids in the car warning, I did a read out, there was a survey by Skin, the condom the company. What's your star sign, Charlie?
I'm a Virgo.
Virgo. You underreport the number of sexual partners you've had.
One does not like to kiss and tell.
That's Virgo.
Well, I tell a bit, not all of it.
Okay, now you left us hanging.
I kiss a lot. All right. Just don't tell a lot.
You left us hanging on the word fetish.
Look, I'm just not sure. I suspected. I was going over some photos today.
Yes.
And thinking maybe I might have.
Spit it out.
Okay, you've all got kids. You look for activities to do with your kids.
Yeah.
Now it's feeling dicey, isn't it?
How's
it's
it
high
linked?
Risk now.
Yeah.
So as a family, we got a bit into going to farms and doing, like, when it's apple season, we do apple picking. And when it's stone fruit season, we do stone fruit picking, right? Mm. And we started going and started really enjoying it. And then we started dressing like farmers to do it.
Okay.
And so we'd be putting on, like, you know, your nice buffalo check shirt and a nice pair of country working boots.
Sarah didn't put her hair in piggy tails, did she?
May have happened once.
Farmer wants a wife, you're getting around in the...
You didn't achieve.
Farmer has a wife, wants to spice things up.
Wow. But no.
So anyway, we started going, and it's always like we're going to go to...
Are you taking the kids or...?
Yeah, we do. We do take the kid.
My eyes are widening at this because you, first of all, good for you. For doing things with your children on the weekend.
Thank you. And being so open about it.
Being so open about it. And doing activities that kill me now.
Yeah.
Strawberry picking. Sure, you've done that too.
Yes.
I've done that once.
Picked a strawberry.
Done it.
Jane likes large strawberries, usually in France.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Or in a daiquiri.
I've got to say, the French do a better strawberry.
They do.
I don't want to open that.
But I do. Hang on.
No.
I've got stories too about that. Not to do with me.
I don't know if you've ever noticed, I'm never entirely on one person's side.
No, you're
like
not.
I'm not here to call.
Do you know what, though? You do slightly look semi-panicked sometimes when you, like, you look at Mick and then you look back at me.
Yeah, sometimes I'm worried that anyone, and particularly you, would think I'm on Mick's side. That's always
so
a worry.
So you've got a country vibe fetish.
Yeah, but here's the thing here's when I realised we were going quite regularly as a natural thing to do. Pick some fruit, put on our shirts, all looking very country, clamping,
square dancing,
doing it. And then there was once I looked up and I saw there were other couples wearing the same outfits. And I thought, are we part of a subculture that I didn't know about? You look up and go, there's a Buffalo Check family over there.
Wow.
And you know what? I think we're farmies.
Mate.
I think that's what it is.
Is that like swingers or something? But you go to the farm.
Like plushies are into people farmies. Dressed as teddy bears and
this
stuff
like
that.
This is like grab your partner by the hand.
Yeah, do-si-do and giddy up.
Do you know what's going on? There's probably a severe drought. The bank's about to foreclose on this guy's farm. It's been in the family for 4, and then all these guys turn up.
Do you realise you've said that publicly too?
I do realise I've said it publicly.
The microphones are on.
I just realised I'm part of a farm stimulus program in more ways than one.
I'm very proud of you, and it must feel better to get it off your chest. Yeah.
It really
You're not
does.
In your farm gear today.
It really does.
Do you ever get behind a combine harvester or something, or drive some machinery, or go down the John Deere store and just hang out?
I've been on a hayride or two in my day.
What kind of food do you crave?
Do you know, we've been a bit in upstate New York because my wife's from New York.
But this is what I'm thinking. It sounds very American to me.
No, we've gone
all out. Yeah.
But we've been on a hayride and got off the hayride and had a smoked turkey leg.
No, you
while a folk band played.
Okay, that's
Charlie.
That is enough.
Wait, there's got to be an intervention.
Yeah,
I mean, I've got to seriously sit you two down.
It was like Eyes Wide Shut with a lot of manure.
And fairy floss.
Stood there with a pitchfork.
I do own a pitchfork.
Oh,
and
mate.
I do not have a garden big enough to justify
Charlie,
a pitchfork.
It's all
we've
gone little children of the corn.
We've got to get you out of the farm and around the country. Where are you heading?
Canberra tomorrow night. I'm doing stand-up in Canberra tomorrow night. Canberra Theatre, come on down.
You
as part of the Canberra Comedy Festival.
I'm one of Canberra's favourite sons.
Not favourite.
No, James,
you're about
stop
ninth.
It.
I've looked at the list.
Born in Canberra.
You come way
and if you look
down
up the list.
No, the guy whose number one is the star of Hawaii Five-O, the new version.
Oh, really? Oh, no, I've interviewed him. He's lovely. Yes. Yeah, he's great.
He's number one.
And some dick who conducts an orchestra in Russia or something.
And then Walter Billy Griffin. No. And then
favourite son. A lot.
Number nine.
That's me. Look it up.
Good luck in Canberra.
Drop my name around town so I know Mick Malloy.
Oh, I will definitely be doing that.
And good luck with your farming exploits. We might jump on board.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
After we went off air, Charlie and Jane had a conversation about strawberries that went for about 4 minutes.
No, but I was dissing the world. Look, I love strawberries. Oh, I'm not going to go into it because strawberries are great. Let's not get into strawberries had their bad
can
time.
Can I say this? Strawberries is the most overrated of all the fruits.
Can't say yum. That. No, I'll tell you what's the overrated.
It doesn't put its weight in the fruit
mango.
Bowl. It's always been. It's like
mango is the most overrated
it's
fruit.
It's up the blue chip area of the fruit bowl. And oh, look at me. Drop me into a champagne cocktail. Mm.
No, it's because it's delicious. Strawberries rule.
Strawberries.
Okay, you know what?
Right.
I'm going to get onto something really amazing, which really caught my eye today.
I'm all for this, by the way.
Newly married couples are shunning the tradition of the honeymoon.
Honeymoon, which is the time-honored classic
isn't it what they all want?
Wedding night, okay. Go berserk. And
it's
then
number two. The first thing is the bride is all about me, all about me, all about me. Me in the dress, me in the flowers, me in the fat bridesmaids, blah, blah, blah. Newly married couples are deciding to go on solo moons. So it must mean you know your partner so well, you go, you know what, I don't want to go to the Cayman Islands. I don't want to go to Bali. Mm. I want to go to a health resort, blah, blah, blah. Good for you. Yeah. I want to go surfing in Malibu, blah, blah. You do that. I'll do mine. See you in 2 weeks, then we start married life.
Well, what about this? We don't get married and I just do what I want for the rest of my life. It's just kind of how it's working out.
Okay, it doesn't work like that. So let's just go with the flow. They're married. You can't do anything about that. So,
do they go away straight after the...
Yes. As soon as the wedding finishes, for example, Irene O'Brien and Mel McLean chose to have their honeymoon without each other. Irene decided to celebrate in Canada, while Mel flew his friends to France.
Oh, jeez.
So I like
the idea.
You'd
have another Bucks party.
Yeah.
You'd have another Bucks party.
It is fraught with a bit of danger.
An after Bucks.
It is.
Why are you getting married? If you're just going to take off and you don't want
to. Well, you know what? I would like to ask a lot of women that question. Why are you getting married? Well, I know why they're getting married. Because they want to be princess for the day. They want to have a big wedding. They want to dress up. They want to have the photos. That's why people get married.
Men are essentially human ballast at a wedding, aren't
they? They are. Oh, it's not fair. I swear I feel
prop.
For you.
Yeah. Here comes the cattle.
You are the last thing women think about when they get married. They go, oh, yes, I need a husband. Quick.
Husband has a hard time not fainting. That's his job. Fall over.
That's right.
Hey, this is good. Can we do this? Can we ring up and tell us, have you been on a solo moon? Or if you were going to, would you go on a solo moon?
Are you getting married? Where would you go? Where would I go? I'd go to Bali. I've been on a great girls' trip recently. You know, the other year I went away with a couple of girlfriends and it was great. We just swam in the pool.
What did you do on a girls' trip, would you?
We slept in and we jumped in the pool very early on and we had home delivery.
Wow.
And we had a lot of drinks and laughter and chatting.
Just to get it out of the way, was there pillow fights?
There might have been late night in shorty pajamas.
Oh, go on.
With frilly knickers.
Wow.
Give us a call.
Can I come away on your next girls' trip?
You can. You know what? You know why? You're good company.
Thank you. See? Here we go. 1-3-3-5-3, solo moon. Have you been on one? Where would you want to go? What are you doing?
Let me know where you're going.
Road trip.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're talking about solo moons.
Now, we've had a lot of calls, but no one has been on one. So
I think it is a new thing. Might
be slightly ahead of the
curve. I understand why. People are a bit cynical.
I don't understand why you would do it.
Well, either do I. Unless you've already been
living together for 20 years.
Which I assume. People have been together for a long time, and it's an opportunity to just go on a holiday.
So it's like Bizarro World. Instead of moving in together, you're going,
you have separate.
Go.
And then when you come back, it'll be good to see.
Me and Dave have just been pinging Jane with questions about a girls' trip. Men are fascinated by the idea of girls going away.
Why? What do you think we do? We don't sit in here till crochet.
Lesbian sex.
Oh, for God's sakes, you don't think we all do that. that. We don't.
A lot of guys do.
We don't think you all go and sleep with each other. That's what we think. Boys trip. What would you do on a road trip? Where would you go?
But my trip, if I was on a solo moon, I would go on a road trip. I'd go, my favourite place was Kimberley. So I'd get the Kimberley. I would get a four-wheel drive.
Would you sleep out under the stars?
Sure I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
Just take a lot of grog. I've
done it before.
I know. You take a whole bunch of guys. Do you tell stories at night? What do you do?
You know what you do? You get drunk and dare each other to do dangerous stuff. What about the Bucks party? Remember the Bucks party up in that Kimberley where the guys, there's a cock-infested river. I think it's the Yellow River or something. And they go, mate, I dare you. Because he goes, I dare you to swim across the river. The guy goes, all right, I will. And...
Oh, that's right. No, this didn't end well.
So he swims across the river and he gets to the other side. And all his mates are going, hey, now he's going to get back. Halfway across, chomp.
That's ridiculous.
I was a pisser. You have to have a laugh at that.
Do you know what? We don't think about what you do on your boys' trip.
Yeah,
we really don't. But you really don't think.
We do. We are fascinated. Can you keep a diary next time?
Yeah.
Sure.
What do you talk about?
We talk, oh my God, what don't
what
we
do you talk
about?
Boys?
Boys?
We talk about
past relationships?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
We talk about people we've worked with.
Has my name ever come up?
We talk about people we think are hot. We talk about...
Again, has my name ever come up?
Do you bitch about people?
Are you kidding? What else is there to do? Of course we bitch about everyone.
All right.
Do you make pacts? Crazy pacts?
Yes, we do. We all spit into each other's palm and we swish it together and we go, I will never say this on national radio if one day Jane is on a drive show and never talks about this trip ever.
Right.
Ridiculous.
And you're all in your underwear. Just let me get this straight.
Always me.
Is there any baking going on? Like?
There's no baking.
Okay. No, do you want us in our underwear?
With a little
apron.
Hey, Dave.
Can we get on to Week in Review?
Where would you go if you were going on a solo moon?
I'd go to Vegas, I reckon. I'm just sort of hangover style.
That does not sound cool, mate.
I've never been to Vegas, and I've got this dream about going there.
Never been to Vegas.
I have.
Okay.
Many times.
Have you?
I think you used to dance there, didn't you?
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Thank you for thinking I could dance in Vegas.
What was your dance in this? It was Chardonnay,
Tiffany Birdwood.
Chardonnay, please welcome to the stage.
Chardonnay. Or Chablis.
Hey, so, Dave, we should go together.
To Vegas.
And tell you what we should do. We should do it as...
You will drop Dave the minute you meet a woman. Dave, you'll be dropped and
Dave,
he won't get back to you.
We'll
play nude billiards like Prince Harry.
Yeah, we'll watch the Killers. They're from Vegas, so we can hook up with the Killers.
We'll play some good golf.
That's it.
We'll stay out late.
Neither of your hearts are in this.
I think it'll be fun.
No adult entertainment.
We'll be, yeah.
Back to the room early for watch some...
Netflix or something. You know, and
you'd
chill.
Leave me alone.
You can't come.
You two go.
You can't come.
No, you know I'd make it fun.
Let's do it for the show. Let's take Mickey to Vegas. I'll tell you what we'll do.
Yes.
Listen.
This is a show. We share the title of the show.
This is Ripper.
Okay.
I go to Vegas.
We are on air, by the way.
And marry someone in a...
Like a chapel. Elvis style.
Listen, you tried to fly this last year.
We take lucky listeners and all the girls and I come home from Vegas married. We do it on air. We all go there.
This is why you're so lucky.
I have a Bucks party
to have
in Vegas.
Me in your life, because I will stop anything of the sort.
Hope Fitz is listening. This
can
is
we
awesome.
Please have Week in Review now?
All right. We'll do it when we come back.
All right.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Been a great week, Jane.
Well, I've been good, and you've been...
Well, that's not my recollection. Let's have a look, shall we, at the Week in Review.
Another week of unbelievable revelations on Kennedy Malloy. Jane revealed her high school nickname.
Fat Ken.
Fat Ken? Okay, where do you want to start?
Possibly because they're a bunch of very thin Italian girls, and I was your white, kind of possibly a little chubby at the time. And they didn't like all the Italian food their parents were serving. And I would wolf it.
Right.
Instead of giving it to the dog, they would give it to me.
Instead of giving it to the dog.
Do you mind if I call you Fat Ken?
Yes, I do. And no one's ever to call me that.
And then Mick reluctantly revealed his.
Mary, but I don't want to go into it. I really don't.
Mary.
You have to, Mary.
Appropriate.
Mary and Fat Ken driving you home.
No, I was playing football once and I was under 12s and it was a terrible, terrible day. Like hailstones aside, golf balls coming down. It was just like one big mud pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing away. When I came off, at the end of the game, my shorts were pristine white. in that I hadn't rolled around. No.
Mary the Virgin.
Right, since I've gone, good on you, Mary.
That's funny. That's you, funny. Isn't that funny, Mary?
Jane revealed the details of an off-air conversation.
Did you say she was crying on you?
Hey, what is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You are terrible. She made the right choice in the end. Went out with a guy who wasn't quite as big as
us. Oh, Lance Armstrong.
And Mick revealed some stalkerish behaviour towards the Ford girl.
Yeah, I bought some of her hair on the internet. I'm a huge fan of the Ford
girl. That's creepy.
Jane revealed she'd spotted some flirting when Mick went on Sunrise.
Sam was a bit coquettish with you then.
Oh, interesting.
I think she's always had a bit of an eye for you. Oh, I think
I'm getting
likes
the vibe from Koshy.
Mick revealed that he's been banned from riding a Shetland pony.
So we won't let an adult over 80 kilograms get on that. And I go, well, I was touch and go. if you hadn't told me, I wouldn't have had breakfast.
If you hit the 80 mark?
So then we had to bring in a 80. Procession of horses till we got one big enough.
A fake Shetland.
Well,
is it still a Shetland?
In the end, we settled on a Clydesdale.
And when coming up with a bet about last night's footy for Mick, Andy Lee revealed just how twisted his mind really is.
The loser has to eat one pube of the other man.
Did you run this by anyone?
No.
I want silver service. Yes. I want Manu in here to present it.
Jane revealed her intentions to attend her first ever music festival, Glastonbury.
Liam Gallagher, Tame Impala, Chemical Brothers, The Cure,
yes,
and The Killers,
oh, wow, yes,
on the same bill.
I'm going to throw my weight behind this and get you there.
Thank you.
Because I care for you.
Does that mean you
want
to
come? And I want you. Well, it means the Lord's test is on it. Exactly the same time.
And Mick revealed his plan to boost his Instagram following.
Stand by, I'm about to post a dick pic.
All right, well, that's...
That's not what we mean when we're trying to encourage you to get in bigger numbers. Bigger, not smaller.
Okay.
Sent.
Oh, it's tiny.
Delete.
Get off, Dave. Hold it in the right line.
But the biggest reveal this week came from one of Mick's twin boys.
Lenny's got lice.
Oh,
not happy, Jack!
As she says this, I'm on the phone. I notice I'm scratching the back of my head. I've got head lice. I'm going on a telly tomorrow night. I sat on a horse today. I could have given it to a horse.
This is terrible.
Look, want to wear my headphones?
No. I have been through the knit. Don't. If you touch my hair, I'll kill you. Back off.
Thanks a lot, Fred and Lenny. Yeah.
Really feel sorry for the Molloy house. Mick's mum's going to be so busy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Just about done, but we want to thank Ford. And by the way, the Ford 2018 plate clearance is still on, but hurry.
Oh,
stocks won't
great
last.
I love this clearance.
I love this too.
Does
and you
it
know
have
what
to end?
It doesn't.
I don't want it to end. Ring up Ford. I know the Ford girl. Let's ring her up.
You don't know the Ford girl. You've spoken to her once on the phone, and she was a little bit unimpressed.
We interviewed her once.
I know. She's already got a partner, and you're not mad on a new haircut, by the way. It's too short.
Hey, could I ask you a question? Would you, on a girls' trip, take the Ford Ranger away? Would you load that up with girls and go away on a road trip?
You know what we would wear?
Oh, jeez.
We would wear little string bikinis and gumboots.
In the Ford Ranger?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, we would.
Bring around the Ford Ranger now.
And our hair extensions would be flowing in the wind.
Oh, wow, man.
Yes, because...
That should be the ad for the Ford Ranger.
It should be. Yeah. It should be. You know, it's only $50,990. Now, when I say $50,000, I just don't bandy that around. Like, I've got $50,000 coming out,
$50,000 for a piece, the high watermark of automotive machinery.
This car looks double that. I'd pay triple that. Would and you? Guess what? I'm going to get my Ford Ranger to test drive next week.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to be driving around the country in a Ranger, an
can you
XLT.
Pick me up? Can you pick me up at home?
Of course I will, Mick. Of course. Let's get in it and just drive around this big town, this big city, this big
I mentioned
country.
Before, you know I love the Kimberley, where you could drive that through the leafy suburbs of Sydney and Melbourne, or... Cool. Just as comfortable tearing up the outback.
Yeah. This is what I mean. Mates. And also, it's not just
you can take
guys.
It to the polo or not, take it to...
Or take it to a very posh restaurant. You could take it to the Sydney Opera House. You could rock up the front. You say, I know, security,
beep, beep.
Get out of my way. I'm in a Ford Ranger.
Take it up the stairs.
Take it up the stairs.
Inside. Drive it. Drive
say,
it into the
valet
concert.
Parking, yeah. Please, sir.
Bit of circle work.
Pack it in. Pack it in. Lower the tray.
Off to the ballet.
And just stand there.
Have a look.
Kiss your girlfriend while you watch the show.
Done. I reckon that's happening.
Can I? Someone get me a Ford Ranger. This is. I told you the high watermark of automotive machinery.
I have to tell you
they
though,
don't come any bigger, better, nastier.
It's not going to last, Mick.
What a car!
It's not going to last. Quickly, everybody. Ford.com.au. Get on now,
Henry Ford. If it's the only reason that man existed, was to imagine how proud would he be to know that all of his know-how, everything he started, everything he ever did that changed the landscape of this world has culminated.
I'm going to cry.
In the Bohemian.
I'm going to cry.
The great.
Oh my God! Wait till his grandson. I'm going to tell Edsel Ford, who I know, Edsel Ford Jr. I'm going to give him a call. Humble I'll say, mate, you should see how we're selling these cars.
Pick him up in the Ford Ranger.
Yeah. He'd love it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Go the long way.
All right, ford.com.au is the Ford Plate
Clearance. Are we nearly done and dusted for another week, are we, Dave? What are you doing over the weekend?
Oh, just some domestic work around the home, Mick.
What do you mean? Don't say that word, domestic.
Mrs. is home now.
She is, yes.
How is Mrs. D?
She is fantastic.
She's been cooking?
She has been very busy in the kitchen.
Last night?
Last night we had the cheesy cheeseburgers from the HelloFresh. You know, you get
the HelloFresh. You're loving that.
Yeah, so it's been good. Been really good. What?
Doesn't sound like you really try hard at home, Dave.
Have you got on to...
Do you think she missed you when
she
was away?
I think so. Yeah, of course she did. Yeah,
do you think she saw anyone else?
I don't think she did.
I bet,
no, she
on.
Was...
Don't put a wedge in their marriage.
Well, you don't know, do you? You don't know
They're
what
very
goes,
happy.
We're 20
you don't know
years
what goes
married.
On in people's lives.
Yes, you do.
You know what she just took?
What?
Solo moon is what she did.
Well, maybe she did.
You know what she did without actually saying it? She went, Dave, I love you, but seriously... I'm about to do something stupid.
Well, she did
I
come
need
back
to get away.
And said to me, we need to buy a king-size bed.
You did tell me that.
I told you that yesterday.
And
okay. She's clearly been in one.
The first thing we need to know is why was she in a king-size bed?
No, because, well, she was in
Who was in it?
No. And she just says there's so much more room.
And was
room.
It a girl's party?
And how does she know that?
Was there a pillow fight?
How does she know there's more room?
Because when we were in Hawaii, we were in a king-size bed and we're going, how good's this? There's all this room to stretch out. We don't even touch each other while we're in bed.
Should we get Dave a king-size bed?
Yes.
Well, maybe next week. Can we go and test out some...
Sure. We've got to have a mattress account here. Someone in sales knows someone with a mattress.
Well, let's just go down the showroom and lie about in a few beds.
I can't sleep in any bed other than a king-size
bed. You got a king?
Okay, you're just a strange woman.
Why?
You can't use other people's toilets.
No,
you can't
but
use
I also,
toilet.
By the same token, I can
beds.
Sleep on a couch quite comfortably.
So what do you do when you go to a hotel?
I get a king-size bed.
But why can't you sleep on someone else's bed?
Well, because it's not big enough for me. I need to really... I roll around, I thrash
so it's not,
around.
It's not that there's someone else.
No, I don't want someone else there. Are you serious?
But don't you prop yourself up with 12 pillows?
Yes, I do. Anyway, we've got enough of my domestic situation. I'm the lady who sits up with my chocolates and my cats.
Whose couch have you been sleeping on?
I'm not going into it.
You're sleeping on a couch.
What's happening? Is it trouble at home?
Yeah, something you want to tell us?
There's been sickness
have you
in the house.
Have you done something?
There's been illness.
Oh.
How's Rob?
Yeah,
he's
okay?
fine.
Is he all right?
Is
there's
he on
been
the couch?
Sickness in the household.
You seem sad this week.
He's not sad.
You seem sad.
Hi, me?
Yeah.
You try coming in here every day.
Oh, how dare you. Hey, I'm going to have good fun this weekend. I don't
what
know what
doing?
I'm doing yet, but I'll just get off the grid.
Well, we're going to go out. Do you want to come out?
If you see me this weekend, do not approach. I could be dangerous.
Really? You've got that glint in your eye
don't
and you've got a
contact.
Spring in your step.
Don't make eye contact. Don't.
I've got a bad feeling about the weekend for you, so don't go far.
Don't talk to me if I initiate conversation. Then that is fine.
You see, people think that's a joke and I have to explain to people when they meet you. Don't look them in the eye.
Are we going off for drinks now? We are, aren't we?
We are. We're going to take the team out.
Out and about.
Team drinks.
Have yourself a great weekend. As I said, the podcast is ready to go soon for Kennedy Malloy. We will see you Monday.
You're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Now catch the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers at your participating Ford dealers. Details at ford.com.au.